White House officials meet with telecom executives over China hack. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology Anne Neuberger hosted telecommunications executives for a meeting on November 22 to share intelligence, after several networks were reported hacked. The Wall Street Journal was the first to confirm that major telecommunications companies, including AT&T and Verizon, were the target of a large-scale cyberattack that was part of the Salt Typhoon campaign, which is backed by the Chinese Communist Party. Hackers reportedly had access to the network for months or longer. The meeting was an opportunity to hear from telecommunications sector executives on how the U.S. government can partner with and support the private sector on hardening against sophisticated nation-state attacks, the White House officials said in a statement. The industry and U.S. officials alike have pointed out that while the CCP uses a whole-of-state approach in its cyber attacks against U.S. institutions, the targets are individual private entities, which do not have an intelligence-sharing mechanism across the industry or with the government. On November 13, the FBI and Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency jointly stated that the CCP's cyber efforts against the United States is a broad and significant cyber espionage campaign, encouraging victims to contact local FBI offices. The FBI and CISA believe that the CCP-backed hackers were after customer call records and private communications, targeting people involved in government and political activity, and evidence obtained by law enforcement via warrants. Last month, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance confirmed that his phone had been breached by Chinese hackers and believed President-elect Donald Trump's phone had been hacked as well. Vance said on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast that authorities believe the breach was part of the Salt Typhoon campaign. U.S. lawmakers and intelligence officials have sounded the alarm on several large-scale, CCP-backed cyberattack campaigns. In addition to the cyber espionage Salt Typhoon operation, officials have long warned about Volt Typhoon, which intelligence agencies say targets critical infrastructure in the Western world and has already compromised organizations in fields of energy, transportation, wastewater, and others. Authorities also identified a Flax Typhoon campaign that targeted consumer devices, installing malware to create a botnet that could launch additional attacks. The FBI was able to disrupt this network and disable the malware. Intelligence officials have also warned that the CCP-backed campaigns are not consistent with traditional cyber espionage or intelligence gathering operations. In the case of Volt Typhoon, officials believe hackers are prepositioning themselves on critical IT networks to monitor and disrupt in the event of conflicts. In the wake of these telecom breaches, lawmakers have requested closed-door briefings with telecom executives and intelligence officials to increase private-public cooperation on the issue.